Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 21st, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Navro introduces local accounts for international business payments. Navro, a fintech company previously known as Paytrix, has introduced local accounts in major European and several international currencies. Triver partners with Experian to support SME lending. Financial information services company Experian has partnered with alternative lender Triver to support SME lending. Teal announces US$8 million in seed funding. Teal, an accounting infrastructure provider for vertical SaaS businesses, has announced an US$8 million seed funding round. Bank Muamalat partners with Backbase. Bank Muamalat Malaysia Berhad has announced a long-term partnership with Netherlands-based engagement banking platforms provider Backbase. Trey and Olo digitalize experiences for restaurant guests. US-based POS platform Trey has strengthened its partnership with Olo to integrate Olo Pay Card present processing with its point-of-sale, POS, system. Western Union partners with Grace Kennedy and Link Mobile Wallets. US-based money transfer service Western Union has announced the integration of Grace Kennedy, SGK1 mobile application and Link Mobile Wallet. Sunrate joins MasterCard's Priceless Planet Coalition. Asia-based B2B digital payments platform Sunrate has joined MasterCard Priceless Planet Coalition to fight climate change through funding the restoration of 100 million trees. Payment cards, the preferred payment method in Japan. Research conducted by data and analytics company Global Data has revealed that payment cards remain the preferred payment method for online purchases in Japan. Parkopedia, Ardetto to improve EV charging. UK-based connected car services provider Parkopedia has entered into a partnership with Ardetto to launch a multi-contract solution to simplify the EV charging process. Russian court seizes UniCredit assets amid gas project dispute. A recent ruling by Astreet. CyberArk to acquire Venafi in US$1.54 billion deal. CyberArk has announced its plan to acquire cybersecurity firm Venafi from private equity firm Thoma Bravo in a transaction valued at approximately US$1.54 billion. PSR steps back from capping Visa and MasterCard fees despite lack of competition. The UK's payment system regulator, PSR, has stepped back from imposing financial penalties on Visa and MasterCard scheme and processing fees, despite evidence that the firms are running an effective duopoly in the supply of services to merchants. SWIFT opens API channel for ISO 20022 corporate payment tracking. SWIFT is working with 25 leading cash management banks and 20 corporates to develop a white-labeled transaction tracking service for ISO 20022 messages across the entire payment chain. Crown Agents Bank and Abbey cross team on FX payments to emerging markets. Crown Agents Bank, the UK regulated bank, specializing in FX and cross-border payments for emerging and frontier markets globally, announces a strategic partnership with Abbey Cross to provide FX payments to emerging markets via the ABX platform, a marketplace for emerging market FX and payments. Navro introduces local IBANs for business accounts in major European and international currencies. Navro, the pioneering fintech firm formerly known as Paytrix that simplifies payouts and collections for international businesses today, introduces local accounts denominated in all major European and a number of international currencies. SumUp delivers direct debits. Global fintech SumUp has today launched direct debits, providing merchants with an even more streamlined payment experience. Nexi and Orderbird launch new payment platforms for ISVs in Germany. Nexi, the leading European paytech, and its subsidiary Orderbird, a leading point-of-sale system for independent businesses, have announced the launch of the new Nexi Partner Portal, NPP, a next-generation payment platform designed for independent software vendors, ISVs, across different industries in Germany, including retail and hospitality. SurePay joins forces with FIS on verification and confirmation of payee. SurePay today announced that it has joined forces with FIS, making it easy for PSPs in the partner ecosystem to access its COP, VOP solution and comply with upcoming regulatory changes and start protecting their customers against fraud and friction. AI should be trained to respect a regulatory constitution, says BOFE policymaker. Innovative AI models should be trained to respect a constitution, or a set of regulatory rules that would reduce the risk of harmful behavior, argues a senior Bank of England policymaker. Plenitude acquires Conteneo Financial Risk Solutions. Financial crime consultancy Plenitude has acquired Conteneo Financial Risk Solutions, a provider of technical advisory services for regulatory compliance operations. EFG Hermes acquires minority stake in Danish fintech Kenzie Wealth. Middle Eastern investment bank EFG Hermes has acquired a minority stake in Danish fintech Kenzie Wealth. JP Morgan to give AI training to all new hires. JP Morgan is to give AI training to all new employees, as the bank seeks to cement its reputation as an AI powerhouse. Sectors exposed to AI experience 5 times higher growth in labor productivity. Sectors more exposed to AI are experiencing almost 5 times, 4.8x, higher growth in labor productivity, according to PwC's inaugural 2024 Global AI Jobs Barometer, published today. 6 Digital Exchange hits 1 bill Swiss franc digital asset milestone. 6 Digital Exchange, SDX, announces that digital asset issuances facilitated on its platform will surpass 1 billion Swiss francs, CHF, with the settlement of the 200 million Swiss francs bond by the World Bank priced on the 15th of May. Chetwood Financial acquires buy-to-let lender CHL Mortgages. UK digital bank Chetwood Financial has acquired buy-to-let mortgage lender CHL Mortgages to complement its soon-to-launch Mata Mortgages proposition. Barclays issues monthly scams bulletin. Barclays has launched a monthly scams bulletin to inform consumers of emerging trends in criminal fraud tactics. Swipe collaborates with Hermes SRL to distribute biometric success cards in Italy. Hermes SRL, one of the leaders in providing solutions for the identification and security of people, has signed a distribution agreement with Swipe, a pioneer and world leader in the development of biometric technology on cards for identification, access control and payment. Vitesse secures $93 million Series C. Vitesse, a leading treasury and payment solutions provider for the insurance industry, today announced the completion of a $93 million Series C funding round led by leading global investment firm, KKR, with participation from existing investors, including Hanover Digital Investments. Deloitte and Bassware form e-invoicing alliance. Deloitte and Bassware have announced an alliance to enhance touchless invoice processing for global customers. Vitesse obtains $93 million US in Series C funding. UK-based treasury and payment solutions provider for the insurance industry Vitesse has secured $93 million US in a Series C funding round. Nexi and Orderbird launch payment platform for ISVs in Germany. Italy-based PayTech Nexi and its subsidiary Orderbird, a POS systems provider, have launched the Nexi Partner Portal, NPP, a next-gen payment platform for ISVs in Germany. NCR Voyix reveals Aloha Pay at Table solution. Global provider of digital commerce solutions NCR Voyix has introduced the Aloha Pay at Table solution to improve the dining experience of guests. BaFin imposes €9.2 million fine on N26. The German Federal Financial Supervisory Authority, BaFin, has demanded that digital bank N26 pay nearly €9.2 million due to the latter's money laundering misconduct. Companies open to implement digital ID technology. Research conducted by Forrester, commissioned by Regula, has revealed that 42% of organizations globally are actively integrating digital identity solutions into their systems. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.